So yeah, you picked the topics last week.
Yeah.
The topic that I had in mind tonight was the zombie scenario.
Zombie scenario.
You know what I mean? Like, what would you do if that happened? And the plan that you'd make and sort of shit like that. I thought it would be a pretty good topic.
Right, okay.
Well, yeah.
Well, I definitely jib the Dawn of the Dead idea. Definitely go to a shopping mall.
Yeah, but think how many people would have that idea.
Fuck them.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? If you
All
actually
right.
went.
How about a little corner shop and then you just make a stakeout? So if anyone tries coming in, you just hit them over the head with like a baseball bat or something.
Yeah,
Get a rock salt shotgun.
yeah, but where are you gonna get a shotgun from?
Yeah.
There's no guns, so you're gonna have to improvise.
Fucking hell.
But
Well, you
yeah.
just barricade the door, don't you?
Where?
Just a little corner shop.
Yeah, but what about the people who run the corner shop? They're gonna already be barricaded in.
Not necessarily, because
Unless.
there'll be one shop that will have been got by zombies. So
So
you
you'll have
just
to take out the zombies and then
well, you
claim
just
it as your own.
yeah, it depends what kind of zombies we're on about.
Well, for argument's sake, we'll say the slow original
Oh,
zombie,
sick.
not the running kind, because that's well too extreme.
All right. Well, yeah. If it's slow, then, I'd be faster. Just move behind its back, push it out the door.
Not even kill it, just push it out.
Yeah, and then just shut the door. Hide in,
No, you'd have to kill it because it'd draw bear attention. Like, it'd be making loads of noise, so just you get loads of zombies like crowding
Fuck
around.
that. Oh,
You'd
God.
have to. You've got to think about the long term.
Right. Stick its head in a deep fat a deep
Fry.
fat fryer, yeah.
What sort of corner shop's this with a deep fat fryer? Just
No,
like,
no.
do you want a lottery ticket? Yeah, do you want that deep fried?
No, they won't have the deep fat fryer in the shop. It'll be in the back where the people live.
Or you could just say barricade yourself in a chippy.
Yeah.
All right. Right, we're barricaded in a chippy. You've fried a zombie's head. So you've got to barricade the place.
Well, yeah, I'd barricade it, but I'd still want a door so I could go out of it.
Just use like the back entrance.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the safest option.
So, like, barricade the place and go out the back, chuck a few stones at a few zombies.
Why?
For a laugh, innit?
Yeah, but for a laugh, but it draws so much attention.
Oh, fucking hell. Fuck the attention thing. I think I'd fail in a zombie
No,
scenario.
you wouldn't. It's
Nah,
just a
because I'd
case.
better just go and take the piss out of them. All right, so like, say you've got a car at the back, you can. Oh, now that's drawing attention as well. Well, if I snuck out the back.
We'll say if your car, well, this car, was like parked around the back, but you were still barricaded in, the car acts as like an escape route if shit goes to shit.
Yeah.
So we could stay in the chippy till if there's too much attention drawn, then we can fuck off. But
Yeah, but what are we gonna do? 'Cause like, I'd need like a lifetime supply of weed.
well, not a lifetime supply. We won't be there forever, just for the moment. And considering it's a chippy, there'd be like
Yeah,
food.
but you can't even have music on.
Why would you have music on when there's zombies?
Yeah, but you've got to live there, haven't you, for a bit? So you'd be like wanting to party.
You wouldn't pass.
I fucking would keep on going on with my daily routines. Don't know about you, but zombies, if you're talking about those kind, ain't gonna stop me.
They will, though.
No, I tell you where I'm gonna go and have a stakeout. First, we go to the chippy. Or,
Yeah.
no, rob a van, go to a shop, take all the food.
Yeah, but think how many people are going to have this idea.
No,
So pretty much all, either the shops
no.
are going to be barricaded in, or people have already
You'll be
going to have
able to
nicked their
find one
stuff.
shop. Or we'll just go somewhere where you can get some food anyway. And instead of going to one of those places,
The
I'm
chippy
gonna.
will have food.
Well, yeah,
They'll have
chip it in.
chips and
Okay,
fish
but you
and shit.
can't really fry chips in a club.
We're not in a club, though.
Yeah, but that's where we're going.
Why are we going to a club?
because I want to have a party. Yeah, but where else are you gonna go if zombies invade?
I don't know, I'd probably go to the countryside.
They'll still be in the countryside.
Yeah, I know, but it's less. it's less populated than like cities and towns and like.
Yeah, but that's
you'll bad. Be able to see them a mile off. If you're in a car, I mean, if you're on foot, then it's going to be a bit of a mooch.
Right.
Go in a cottage or something, but.
That sounds boring.
Well, yeah.
I'd go to Ibiza.
There'd still be zombies there. There'd be loads of zombies,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, but, like, think about the club potential.
What do you mean?
Clubs in Ibiza.
Yeah, when a zombie thing's going on.
Well, like, all you do is, I don't know, if it's one of those big clubs, then upstairs there's not going to be any zombies. You know where the DJs are, or there might be one or two. You can just push them over the railings. So, like, you know, then you just try and set all the ones below on fire.
With what?
Petrol and shit.
Okay, petrol's just randomly come on.
Just, like, clear the club out.
Yeah, but it'll burn the club down when you're in it.
Nah, it probably won't.
If they're on fire, it's going to set fire to everything.
You don't have to, like, you know, fire them.
Mm-hmm.
You can just, I don't know, anything. Like, I don't know, chuck some bloody acid over them.
Where are you going to get acid from? That's even more unlikely than petrol.
This zombie idea.
They still come with it. What?
No, keep going.
No, what are you going to say?
You're blocking me every move with the zombie idea.
Yeah, that's what you've got to do with the zombie scenario.
Just climb the fucking Eiffel Tower, but it'll be bare cold up there.
Yeah, it'll be cold. There's nothing there. And if zombies start coming up, then you're screwed. You're trapped.
So what? We can't go anywhere.
You can, but you've got to plan it out. You've got to bear in mind that other people will probably be considering the exact same options as you would. Like, so supermarkets and stuff like that, they'd be out of the question because you know that people had already, like, you know, they'd already be barricaded before you'd even got to them because it's just like where the majority of food and just a safe zone.
So where's nobody gonna be?
Well, exactly. It's the really unlikely places.
Oh, God.
That's why I suggested the countryside.
Yeah, but that's shite.
Why?
It's boring.
Yeah, it's boring, but say if you're in a car and you're driving around trying to find somewhere to go, you could park up in the countryside somewhere and try and think of somewhere to go next, and you'd be able to see any zombies coming from a mile off. So it's a little bit of a safe zone. Or it's a place to just relax. Well, not relax, but...
All right.
Get your thoughts together.
Well, humans always have a place where they go, you know? Like,
yeah, but we're humans.
No, but I mean, like, where there's loads of humans, like military and stuff.
Think about it. The places where the most people will be, they'll be the most dangerous places.
No, because I can just go in and sell some drugs, innit?
To what, the army?
Actually, then again, what am I going to use? No, not the army. I mean the people inside whatever base they've set up.
Yeah, but there'd be army there. Why would you want to take drugs when there's zombies around? You'd have to...
I better take drugs!
Why? You'd have to have a straight head on you.
No, because then it'd be funny. Just paintball a zombie or something.
I see where this is going.
What?
We had that discussion to do with... If you went on a backpacking trip, you said you were going to go around paintballing different animals, like the alligator. Was it an alligator or a crocodile?
Yeah.
It was a crocodile.
Yeah. Well, like,
there's
you know,
no need.
Nah, if the zombies about, I'd bear, like, have a laugh. You know?
So, like, right, if a zombie, like, we're sat here now, if a zombie, like, was ahead of us, we could see him through the front of the windscreen, and it was just walking towards us, you'd just have a laugh, or you'd get the fuck out of it.
Well, I'd have to think about the car, wouldn't I? So I'd have
It won't be able to get in.
Yeah, but you get fucking blood and stuff on the windscreen.
Well, yeah, that's the least of your worries.
He's not going to do that on my car. No way. I was just thinking, well, since that topic about the chickens this week, I've just been constantly pissed off with chickens. They're fucking well annoying. They're bare annoying.
But you'll still eat them.
Yeah. But it's the idea of them, you know, like I said, going around the shrubbery, looking for
some plants. It's a shrubbery. Right, oh yeah, going through the shrubbery.
Looking for a snide bit of seed.
Hmm.
Fucking well annoying.
What is your opinion on... I was going to say flamingos, but then I changed my mind. Flamingos.
Flamingos?
Hmm.
Not much, really. Not much at all. I don't like them. They're pink, so they look shit.
They're not all pink, though.
Yeah, okay, well, just generally, they look shit. And, yeah, they do fuck all.
You don't have to do anything, though.
Yeah, I know, but like...
What are they going to do? They haven't got arms, so they can't, like, do anything.
All right.
They can...
People go and look at flamingos, like, you know, in a zoo or something, like, ooh, there's some flamingos, like, yeah, let's go and watch these. And, like, you know, I don't even want to go and watch them because I just think they're boring and irrelevant. Like, I'd be impressed if I seen a bear. Because, yeah, because bears, like, you know, are one of the most dangerous animals to encounter.
In the wild, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that's pretty impressive.
Well, yeah, but that wasn't the point.
Yeah, but flamingos are shit.
Yeah, but it wasn't to do with flamingos being a threat.
I'm not...
Because you could easily batter a flamingo.
Yeah, that would be pretty funny. No, it wouldn't.
I've opened a can of worms.
It wouldn't be funny at all because it'd just be like, I'd just get bored pretty easy if that, to be honest with you. I'd just be like, no, fuck off. I probably wouldn't even do much to it because I'd just like be like, well, you're shit.
You wouldn't have to do a lot, to be fair. It's not exactly...
What, just kick it in the ribs?
If you wanted. But, well, no, it's not exactly going to be standing if you hit it. Like, if a human punches a flamingo.
I wouldn't even bother with a flamingo. They're boring as fuck.
Hmm.
Okay, so, like, we've got a bear.
Yeah.
They're pretty impressive.
Why are they impressive, though?
Because, you know, they can either... They can attack on all fours.
Yeah.
Or they can stand on 2 feet and attack you as well, like kind of stood up.
Yeah, but those humans can do that.
Yeah, but if you try and attack a bear on all fours, it's...
No, not a bear, but a human could attack anything on all fours.
All you're going to be able to do is just, like, bite something with your head. And you're not exactly going to, like, degrade yourself down to the level of a fucking dog. So, you know, I'm pretty impressed with, like, crocodiles. But except for the, like, low thing going on. you know, like...
So you'd prefer it if they were, like, stood on 2 legs like a person?
Well, no, if they could do...
That'd be terrifying.
If they could do both, or maybe if, yeah, you trans... Shit, this is gonna go wrong. Could you imagine, like, a crocodile with kind of, like, a humanish body? Just like running about and shit. So it's got like the claws, like and all that, but like,
so, like,
and a crocodile head, but like,
and a tail.
Yeah.
Mm.
But it can, like, you know, move about like a human as well.
Oh yeah, that. I don't know what would be worse actually, because they're pretty fast as it is.
Yeah.
But
so they'd be rapid.
Yeah, but if they're a human, they'd probably only be able to run as fast as a human can run.
Nah, let's say they're quicker.
Okay. Well, yeah, that would be terrible.
Now, that would definitely be something to take on for me. I mean, I couldn't take it on I couldn't take it on direct because it definitely would, like, you know, mutilate me to fuck. But,
go on then, how would you...
Well, say if this was the zombie scenario, but like that.
So what, there's like crocodile things instead of zombies?
Yeah, running like the rapid. They've got an ish human body, but like the good parts of a crocodile as well, like claws. They can still do, swim in water and do that spin shit. But yeah, like they can do all that. And they can even whip you with the tail.
So, what's your point anyway?
Right, so like, if you had numbers of them equivalent to like the zombies, say like they were genetically created in a lab or something and like, you know, found out how to multiply and there's loads of them.
Hmm.
And then them running around England. Just you know, I'd probably get the paintball gun again. Same as last time. Sit on the top of a roof and, like, shoot it and make it.
Yeah, but it wouldn't kill it. It'd just piss it off.
Yeah, I know, but, like, what else could you do? Yeah, you could get a stun gun and just zap it.
Yeah, but you'd have to get up close to it.
All right, get some mace spray.
You'd have to get up close to it.
Not that close. All right.
Well, if it's running at you, you're going to have to wait for the moment to spray it, and it's either going to be successful or you're going to get eaten, and it's not worth it.
Okay. What if we had big ones?
Big what?
Like, huge ones.
Huge what?
Like, giant-sized crocodiles mixed with humans. Well, you know, like, big, massive ones. That'd be pretty strange, but... Actually, no, because that's going into the bear, like, kind of Godzilla scenario for that shit. But, yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be good. We wouldn't be able to beat them if that happened. We wouldn't even probably be able to beat the small ones if there was, like, a massive amount of them.
All right, just make, like, the anti-chaff cannon.
What's that?
It's like, you know, a power hose. that's got, like, you know, a big, like, kind of tank on your back, like, filled with, like... scalding hot water. There's no way they're gonna come at you when you're like power hosing and like it's so, you know, it's scalding hot. So just that would fuck them up. And being on the floor in agony. So if I made the like anti chaff cannon, then there's
what is it, an anti chaff cannon if you're getting the alligator man with it?
Well, no, it was originally for chavs.
That would be probably considered, like, a war crime.
No, but they're better than us, so they're killing bear people already, so it's not a war crime at all.
No, against chavs it would be. Well, it would be...
Yeah, possibly. So, yeah, we'll make the anti-chav cannon. And just, like, yeah, fuck them up. And then, if you really wanted to, you could drag one inside and, like, stick it in a room and say you've got a balcony above that room where you can just fucking, like, chuck shit at it. Then again, to be fair, they might be able to get up to the balcony if they've got a human-like body. Because they've got claws as well. So you might have to put like a bit of mesh.
Mesh?
Like halfway, you know, as like a kind of roof.
What do you mean mesh?
Just mesh.
What's mesh?
Don't you know?
It's like a chicken wire sort of like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it could get through that piss.
Okay. Well, I'd train one. Make it my pet. Get it to run to like the supermarket for me. Right. Right, imagine if there was one of them.
Mm.
If there was one of them with like a 118, 118, 118, like running top on.
Yeah. It's like it was in a marathon.
No, it wouldn't be in a marathon. That was just the way I dress it because it can run around like humans, innit?
I've spilt beer all over.
Oh, bloody hell.
I'm sorry, how the fuck did it get from the zombie thing to some crocodile man with that on running to a supermarket?
Yeah, for me.
Mm.
So, you could get me some food, I wouldn't have to deal with the other ones. But it might not know how to get food, so I could just like ride on its back or something like that. Well, it takes me there.
Can't you just walk it?
No, because they're quicker than us.
Well, yeah, but they're going to see you on the back of another one, then they're still going to fuck you. They'll probably fuck that one off as well.
No, because that's as quick as them, so if that just stays ahead of them, it doesn't go into them. It's fine. But if I've got the anti-chav cannon on my back as well, then, you know, no shit's going to happen. I should draw you a picture of one day.
Mm.
But yeah. So crocodiles are impressive-ish. Except for the, like, low floor thing.
What about dodos?
Nah, they're well annoying.
They don't even exist anymore.
Yeah, they're just stupid, aren't they?
Why?
Because they're just not impressive. Polar bears are pretty impressive.
But it's a bear again.
Colossus squid.
A what?
Colossal squid. Colossal squid. That's impressive.
Mm.
Sharp.
I like the fact that it was a colossal squid, not a squid, but then it was just a shark.
Do you know what the colossal squid are?
Are they like the really, really giant ones that like attack ships and stuff?
Yeah, bigger than giant.
Bigger than giant?
Yeah.
They're colossal.
Yeah. It's like the biggest animal. I think it's the biggest animal on the planet at the moment. Because giant squid was before, wasn't it? Or was it
pretty? It depends what you mean. Because mammals are animals and whales are mammals and they're massive. I don't think there's a squid bigger than like the biggest whale.
There are.
Mm.
Because when whales come up, they like see the sucker marks on them. Like, there are supposed to be squid that are like well big.
I know there are supposed to be really, really huge ones.
I wanna get like a kind of suit so I can just go and jump into the bottom of the ocean and Yeah, find one, but I'd probably get fucked up.
Well, it'd eat you.
Yeah. Unless I clamped onto its head. Nah, because there'd be bear tentacles everywhere. I'd get completely fucked over on that one.
And even if you wouldn't, it wouldn't exactly be... You wouldn't be able to get out of it. If you're clamped onto its head, you just have to stay clamped. Because yeah. As soon as you got off it, it'd just attack you. And it'd be going sick while you were clamped on.
Yeah, that's what I mean about the tentacles. It'd just be like, tentacle onto head, onto my back, drags me off, sticks me in its mouth. Yeah. Yeah. I like to eat meat.
That isn't savoury.
Well, what's it called?
Meat.
Cannibalism.
No, because you're not eating human meat.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat that, but, you know.
Why wouldn't you eat human meat?
Fuck that. I don't even know what it tastes like.
It's supposed to taste like chicken.
Just eat that's chicken. That's actually then.
True as well.
Yeah, but frog's supposed to taste like chicken. Would you eat frog?
I don't eat meat. Would you eat frog?
No.
Why? What's just, the difference just, between eating
just,
it?
Just no. I am not eating a fucking frog.
Why though? Because what's the difference between you eating a chicken and eating a frog?
Because I'm used to chicken already, I can handle that.
Yeah, but that is only because you're used to it. That doesn't
I'm not eating a fucking frog.
Why?
It's not even got as much substance as a chicken.
Well, if you ate... Yeah, but because frogs are small, you could have, like, multiple frogs to equal the amount of a chicken.
That's
like,
pointless.
You could have a frog burger.
That's more deaths.
That's yeah, but they're already going to die anyway. That's like saying...
You're starting to sound as bad as China now.
What do you mean?
They eat anything now.
They don't.
They do.
They don't.
They really do.
They don't.
They do.
They don't.
What? They do.
They don't.
They eat all kinds of animal.
They don't.
They do. All right, what do you think they don't eat there?
Dodo.
It's extinct, you fucker.
Well, exactly. So they
Shut
don't
up.
Eat them all.
Right, all right. Do you, do you know they eat cockroaches?
No, but I know people do all over.
But they have them, like, on the stalls in China, cockroaches.
Well, it's a different culture.
Yeah, they eat any kind of animal. That's available to them anyway.
Yeah, but that's just avoiding the topic.
I'm not eating a frog.
Yeah, but why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I just don't like the idea of eating a frog.
Yeah, but why don't you like the idea?
Because I just don't want to try it, okay?
Yeah, but why don't you want to try it?
What
there
do
must
you mean,
be a reason.
Why don't
there
I
There must
just,
be a reason why
just,
you don't want it.
I just... You think it's hanging.
Why is it, though?
Shut up! It's just not... It's not the regular food I eat. Chicken is. I know what chicken's about.
Yeah, but...
I know what chicken's about.
Yeah, but in an
alternative, I know what to expect.
So you wouldn't eat frog? You wouldn't eat human?
No.
Why wouldn't you eat human?
Same as the frog. And even more, it's... You know, I couldn't eat another human.
Why?
Because that would be cannibalism, you fucker.
Yeah, but you
eat... I'm not a cannibal.
Yeah, but...
I'm not doing it.
What separates, like, a human from, like, another animal? If you eat some animals, why wouldn't you consider eating a human? Just because it's a human.
Okay, I'll go with the frog idea again. Because it's not part of my regular routine. I'm not used to it.
So if it was... If someone brought out, like, new human meat, you'd eat it.
What do you mean? No, I wouldn't.
I think that's debatable.
No, like, if it was already part of my routine, then yeah, I'd eat human, but it's not,
Which
so...
Which would you rather eat, human or frog?
Bloody hell, frog.
So pretty much any meat out of the ordinary you wouldn't eat?
Yeah.
Would you eat pigeon?
No.
Not like street pigeons.
I don't give a fuck. I'm not eating pigeons.
There's places like around here that sell pigeons. Like restaurants. It's like wood pigeons. It's not like street pigeons.
What the fuck? They sell pigeons.
No, it's like meals cooked. It's
fuck
like,
that, honestly.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I think it's just supposed to be like chicken because it's just poultry, isn't it? It's just another...
Why are people trying to make these ideas, like, take off? You know, like, you can just sell chicken meals. Don't. There's no need for the pigeon stuff.
Well, I doubt they're going to release, like, a McPigeon.
Just stick with the chicken. You know, why? It's not going to work. Not everyone's going to want to eat pigeon anyway. It's pointless and unnecessary.
It's the same thing.
People don't breed pigeons to eat them. They breed them to shoot them.
And then eat them. Well, sometimes eat them.
Let's get off the subject of pigeons because they've got bear vermin plague. You know, even if the ones in the restaurant haven't, I am not eating a fucking pigeon.
Would you eat... I don't know, like a gerbil?
No.
No guinea pig, or man.
Rodents, no.
So you wouldn't eat like a rabbit? That's acceptable.
No.
Cool. So you wouldn't eat rat?
No. Did eat some spare ribs today.
Of what?
I don't know, from the Chinese.
I mean, what animal?
I don't know.
From a Chinese man.
Chinese restaurant. Barbecue spare ribs.
I'm guessing it was like beef ribs.
Probably, yeah. Pretty nice. Tasted well nice.
So you wouldn't eat, like, frog ribs?
No.
Or human ribs?
No.
I don't get that.
What do you mean you don't get that?
If you'll eat one meat, why don't you just eat the
I will only eat meat that I'm used to. What do you not get about this?
Because, like, there's going to have been some point where chicken would be as ludicrous as human meat to you. But then somebody... would have tried.
No, because I was too young to know the difference back then.
So if you would have been brought up on human meat.
Yeah, I'd eat it, yeah, of course. I don't think I'd, like, punch Mike Tyson, but if I ever got a chance to, where he didn't see me coming, I'd, yeah, might give it a try.
You all wouldn't.
If I could do a running punch, like, you know, run up to me, still not see me, punch you in the face and run off as quick as, then yeah. Or, wait, hang on, what if, like, you know, I just had, like, a bungee cord attached to me, I ran up to him, punched him in the face, and then it pulled me away, like... That would be alright. Because, you know, I'd have the balaclava on my face. And, yeah, you won't know what the fuck's just happened. And it would be on the news as well. Mike Tyson got punched in the face by a random guy with bungee cord attached to back. So, yeah. So, if I had that scenario set up like that, yeah, I would punch him in the face. So, What would you do if you were Prime Minister?
I don't know, it's a really hard question, actually.
Well, I know what I'd do.
All the standard stuff.
Boost education, boost healthcare.
It's easy to say it, though. It's just, you got to divide the money equally.
Yeah, but they got bare money.
Oh.
More than you say. You know, get taxes right. Well, lower them just, yeah, a bit. Or just, like, stop them from going up a bit. Yeah. Make McDonald's free. Well, no, actually, you couldn't do that, but you can make a free version of McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like, Mac government. Or government king. Gov king. Or sub-government way.
I don't even understand.
Alright. All right.
Sub-government.
Alright, government subway.
That's an idea. You might as well just like call it like government Burger King.
No, it's got to be Gov King or Government King.
Or Government Hut.
Government Hut.
So basically, if you're a Prime Minister, you just like bring out exactly the same restaurants, but they'd have government in the name.
Yeah. Well, no, you could make government market, which would be like the free version of Tesco or something. There's not really much you can do with government. It just sounds shit in general.
Yeah, when you stick it in the name of something, but it can do quite a lot as a government.
Alright, so say I was like Prime Minister and I was with the Labour Party, so McLabour. Labour King. Labour Way. Labours.
Labours? Is that like a...
Nando's. Labour Hot. Lasda. Come on, talk.
That pretty much sums it up, wouldn't you say?
It sums fuck all up, but...
Cheers for listening.
Safe.
See you later.
In a bit.